This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اهتدى بهديه واستنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما وأرنا الباطل باطلا وأرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه واجعلنا ممن يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه آمين أما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We continue with our series on the prophetic parables, the various parables that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that are found in various ahadith. And so tonight we have two more parables, and both of these two parables are found in Sahih al-Bukhari. The first of these parables is the comparison that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made between us, the Muslims, and this ummah versus the Ahlul Kitab before us, the Jews and the Christians before us. And so in this hadith, narrated by Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu, عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال مثل المسلمين واليهود والنصارى كمثل رجل استأجر قوما يعملون له عملا يوما إلى الليل على أجر معلوم فعملوا له إلى نصف النهار فقالوا لا حاجة لنا إلى أجرك الذي شرطت لنا وما عملنا باطل فقال لهم لا تفعلوا أكملوا بقية عملكم وخذوا أجركم كاملا فأبوا وتركوا واستأجر أجيرين بعدهم فقال لهما أكملا بقية يومكما هذا ولكما الذي شرطت لهم من الأجر فعملوا حتى إذا كان حين صلاة العصر قال لك ما عملنا قال لك ما عملنا باطل ولك الأجر الذي جعلت لنا فيه فقال لهما أكملا بقية عملكما فإنما بقي من النهار شيء يسير فأبيا واستأجر قوما أن يعملوا له بقية يومهم فعملوا بقية يومهم حتى غابت الشمس واستكملوا أجر الفريقين كليهما فذلك مثلهم ومثل ما قبلوا من هذا النور. In this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the example of the Muslims compared to the Jews and the Christians is like the example of a man who employs laborers to work for him from morning until night for a specific wage. So they worked until midday. And then they said, we do not need your money which you have fixed for us. And whatever we have done, whatever work we have done, let it go to waste. We don't want your money and we don't care about what we did. So the man, he said to them, look, don't quit the work, but rather complete the rest of it and take your wages in full. But they refused and they went away. So the man employed another batch after them, and he said to them, complete the rest of the day and your wages will be paid as what I have assigned for the first batch. So they worked until from midday until the time of Salat al-Asr. Then they said, whatever we have done, let it go to waste, let it be annulled, and you keep the wages that you have promised for yourself. So then the man, he said to them, look, complete the rest of the work as only only a very little time remains until the end of the day. But they refused. So after that, he employed another batch to work for him, who would work for the rest of the day. And so this batch of laborers, they worked for the rest of the day until the sun had set and they had completed the work and they received the wages of the two former batches. And then the Prophet ﷺ concluded by saying that was the example of those people, meaning the Muslims, and the example of this light, the guidance of Islam, that they have accepted willingly. In another narration of this same hadith, also found in Sahih al-Bukhari, but narrated by Ibn Umar, radiallahu anhuma, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, your example and the example of the people of the true scriptures, the Jews and the Christians, is like the example of a man who employed some laborers, and he asked them, who will work for me from the morning until midday for one qirat? And qirat was an amount of money. It is said that it was a part of a dinar. So the Jews, they accepted and they carried out the work. And then the man, he said, who will work for me from midday up until Salat al-Asr for one qirat? The Christians accepted and fulfilled the work. And then he said, who will work for me from Asr until the sun sets for two qirats? So the Prophet ﷺ then said, you, the Muslims, have accepted the offer. The Jews and the Christians got angry and they asked, why should we work for more and get less wages? And so Allah says, Allah asks, have I withheld something for you of your right? Meaning you were promised a certain wage and you got it. And so they replied in the negative. And so Allah says, it is my blessing which I bestow upon whomever I wish. And so this is the hadith comparing this ummah to those two ummahs, the Jews and the Christians. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored this ummah, the ummah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by making us to be the best ummah that has ever walked the face of this earth. And so even though we have come later, we have come after the previous nations, we will be the first to enter Jannah. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that we are the last, but we will be the first on the Day of Judgment. And so in this parable, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he highlighted this further, the fact that we are the last ummah. And so he mentioned how we came at the end, but we went away with the most reward. And he mentioned here that we came between a time period between Salat al-Asr and Salat al-Maghrib, a very short period of time. And that is basically the end of the day. So we are the last ummah. There won't be another prophet, another messenger to have another following after Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until the Day of Judgment. We are the last ummah. And in another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioning, you know, how short our time is as an ummah compared to the previous ummahs, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, your lifespan, meaning this ummah, compared to that of the past nations, is like the time between Asr and Maghrib. So this shows us that the amount of time of this ummah will be around a quarter, or maybe even less than a quarter of what we can call time. And so if you were to look at the day begins from Fajr until sunset. That amount of time from Asr to Maghrib is very short, maybe a quarter or maybe even less. And so our time as an ummah is very short compared to those who came before us. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also mentioned in another hadith, highlighting how close the Day of Judgment is. He said that بُعِثْتُ وَالسَّاعَةُ كَهَاتَيْنِ, that I have been sent, meaning the coming of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Day of Judgment are very close. He said, like these two fingers. And so he held his two fingers together to show how close the coming of the Day of Judgment is. Comparatively, compared to, the nations and the civilizations that have gone before us. And so we are at the end, and, the Day of Judgment is coming very, very soon. As for the parable mentioned in this hadith, as we have heard, it is concerning the reward that our ummah will have compared to the Jews and the Christians. And so even though this ummah of ours is around for a shorter period of time comparatively, our reward with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be double, as mentioned in this hadith. And the Jews and the Christians have no right to object, to say, why is it that this ummah is around for a shorter period of time and they didn't do the amount of work that we have done, and yet they get double reward, more reward than us. As mentioned in the second narration of this hadith that we mentioned, where the Jews and the Christians, they objected. They said, we did more work. If you think about the parable that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, that a man, he hires these workers. And so the first group, they worked until midday. So they worked like half a day. The second group worked from midday until Asr. And then the last group, they worked for the shortest period of time. But yet they leave with the most reward. So the point is that the Jews and the Christians have no right to object. As mentioned in the second narration, they were asked, when they objected, they were asked, has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not fulfilled what He had promised you? You got your reward, the qirat that was mentioned. Now, anything extra that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to give to whoever, that's, His choice. What it proves, the point is that Allah does not do injustice to anyone. Whatever you have done, Allah will give you your reward for it, as long as it was done correctly. Anything extra that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides to give, that is His choice. That is out of His own bounty, out of His own grace. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favored this ummah by allowing us to work less, allowing our ibadah and our deeds to be less difficult than the previous nations, but more rewarding. But the question here is, why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless and favor this ummah, rewarding it with double? And as mentioned in the previous narration of the hadith, stripping the Jews and the Christians of their reward completely. And so the answer to that is mentioned in this hadith. Because this ummah, we believed not only in our own prophet, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but also the previous prophets. And this is the parable that is mentioned in this hadith. the group that came at the end, the group that came at the end to do their work, if we were to look at each group, so let's look at the first group. The first group that was employed by this man, they are basically the Jews, who they began their work until midday. And that's when they stopped. And so they refused to continue. Even when the man, he said, continue and I'll give you your reward. They stopped and they refused to continue. And they even admitted, they acknowledged that we don't want the reward. Whatever we have done, let it go to waste and we don't need your reward. We don't need our wages. This shows that they admit that they changed the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they distorted the teachings of Musa alayhi salam. So then the second group came. The second group worked from midday until Asr. So they continued from where the first group left off. And the second group are the Christians. So they accepted Musa alayhi salam as well as Isa alayhi salam. So when Isa alayhi salam came and told them, I am bringing to you the same thing that was sent to Musa alayhi salam and adding to it and changing a few things, they accepted that. So they believed in Musa alayhi salam as well as Isa alayhi salam. But then they also stopped their work. They stopped their work and they refused to continue. And they said the same thing as the Jews, that we don't want to continue, let our work go to waste, we don't need our wages. And this is basically when Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam came. And so when they were told to believe in him, they refused. So the third group came, and they are the Muslims who believed in Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as well as Musa and Isa alayhi wasallam. So they continued. They basically took the torch and continued from where the Jews and the Christians left off, carrying the message on, working hard, continuing even after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, continuing until the sun had set, and that, you know, basically signifies the setting of the sun of this dunya, the coming of the Day of Judgment. And so we Muslims continued until the very last day, not giving up, working hard and continuing. And so that is why we deserve a double reward. And so this is this beautiful parable that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives us concerning the difference between the Muslims and the Jews and the Christians in terms of what we accepted and what we believed in and how hard we worked for it and how we persisted and we did not give up compared to the Jews and the Christians. And so among the lessons that we can learn from this hadith is, first of all, our ummah has been favored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over all the previous nations, whether it be the Jews, the Christians, Bani Israel, or any of the previous nations. And this is for many reasons. This is for many reasons that are mentioned in the Quran and the Sunnah. But the reason mentioned in this hadith is, as we said, that we believed in all of the prophets and the messengers. We accepted all of them. Unlike the Jews and the Christians, who only accepted their prophet and their messenger. And then when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam came, they refused to believe in him. Also, our Sharia completed all of the previous Sharia's. And so that is also among the reasons why our ummah is favored over the other ummahs, because their, you know, sharia's were incomplete. Also, our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the best of the prophets and messengers to come. So if he was the best among the prophets, then there's no doubt that his followers would be the best and the most favored in the sight of Allah than all the previous followers of the previous prophets. And many other reasons for why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favored our ummah over all of the previous ummahs. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran in explicit words that He has favored us, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. In Surah Ali Imran, Allah says that you, meaning the Muslims, you are the best ummah that, you know, has ever come among mankind. The second lesson that we learn from this hadith is that our deeds, meaning the deeds of our ummah, meaning the followers of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are few. But the reward, our reward for our deeds, are multiplied more than the followers of the previous prophets. And there are many examples of this, of how what we have been tasked with in our sharia is much less burdensome than what the Jews and the Christians were tasked with. And Allah has mentioned this in the Quran, that how He, you know, how He subhanahu wa ta'ala lightened a lot of the legislations of the deen for us as an ummah compared to the Jews and the Christians. And the best example of this is the salah. Our salah originally being 50, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went up to on the night of Al-Isra wal Mi'raj, and Allah commanded him that, you know, your followers must pray 50 salawat in the day. When he was coming down and he met Musa alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam told him, "O Muhammad, your ummah will not be able to handle that. So ask Allah to reduce it." And so he kept on going back and forth between Musa alayhi salam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until Allah finally reduced it to 5. But the point here is, 5, as mentioned in that hadith, 5, but the reward of 50. So this shows us that what we have been tasked with as an ummah is much less burdensome. The workload is very light, but the reward is more. And it basically confirms what has been mentioned in this hadith, that, you know, this was a group that came at the end. From the time of Asr until Maghrib, they worked a very short period of time. They didn't, you know, their workload was not as heavy as the two previous groups, but they went away with the most reward. And in reality, this is something that, you know, we should be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. Unfortunately, many Muslims today, we look at, you know, what Allah has legislated upon us, and we look at it as being very difficult and being very burdensome and heavy, and we complain. And yet the reality is the opposite. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took it easy with us. And, you know, there are various examples in the Quran and in the Sunnah of how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took it easy upon us compared to those who came before us. And so we should be thankful instead of being complaining. The third lesson that we learn from this hadith is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not do injustice to anyone. وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. Your Lord does not do injustice to anyone. Which is why the true followers of Musa alayhi salam and Isa alayhi salam will have their full reward. As mentioned in the second narration, the man said, I will give you one qirat. And they went away with that reward. And so this only refers to those among them who worked according to the teachings of Musa alayhi salam and Isa alayhi salam until their religions changed. So the original followers of Musa and Isa alayhi salam, they will get their reward for what they did. And they will be from the people of Jannah. They were Muslims and they died upon Islam. All the way until their religions changed and became distorted. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not do injustice to anyone. Whoever worked, they will get the reward for their work, their hard work. But then, whoever worked, but worked incorrectly, then they don't deserve any reward. And this is not injustice. Because they didn't do what they were supposed to do. And that shows us here in this hadith, the first two groups, they worked. The first group worked until midday, and the second group worked until Asr. They worked and they deserved it, but they decided to stop and not continue. And this is when they realized that, you know, what they are following is falsehood. They realized that, you know, their books have become distorted. And a new messenger has come, and they decided to reject him. And that was the case with regards to the Jews. When Isa alayhi salam came, they rejected him. And with regards to the Christians and the Jews, when Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam came, and they rejected him. So they don't deserve any reward. Coming to the next point, this brings us to the next point, and that is that those among the Jews and the Christians who accept Islam, they will have a double reward. So those among the Jews and the Christians, from the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam until the Day of Judgment, when they accept Islam, they will have a double reward. And this is based on that verse in Surah Al-Hadid, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَآمِنُوا بِرَسُولِهِ يُؤْتِكُمْ كِفْلَيْنِ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ. That, O you who believe, and the scholars of tafsir, they say this refers to, O you who believe, it refers not only to the Muslims, but the followers of Musa alayhi salam and Isa alayhi salam, meaning the Jews and the Christians who believe in their prophets. Allah says, O you who believe, fear Allah and believe too in His messenger, meaning Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then if you do that, then Allah will give you a double portion of His mercy. يُؤْتِكُمْ كِفْلَيْنِ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ. He will give you a double share of His mercy. So the scholars of tafsir, they say that this means that they will have a double reward. And this is further emphasized by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam when he said in a hadith that the believer among Ahlul Kitab, basically the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said there are three who will be given a double reward. And among these three, he mentioned the believer from Ahlul Kitab, who was a believer in his prophet, and then he also believed in me, in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So this shows us the reason for why they get a double reward. The first reward is for believing in their own prophet, and the second reward is for believing in Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this shows us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not favor one people over another. Someone who hears a hadith like this, or, you know, other similar verses of the Quran or a hadith where Allah talks about him favoring this ummah. They'll think, you know, why would Allah favor a certain people over another? He should look at us human beings as equal. The reality is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not favor anyone over anyone because of who they are, but rather because of what they believe in. And so this verse, talking about the double reward for the Jews and the Christians, and this hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained how, you know, the Jews and the Christians will have a double reward if they believe in me as well, this shows that Allah is not unjust, that Allah is not favoring a certain people over another. Rather, it all depends on what you believe in. Believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believe in the message that Allah has sent, regardless of who He has sent it with, and you will be rewarded by Allah. You will be favored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.